You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavach, only on LA Talk Radio.
And now your host, the award-winning Jessica R. Bunavach. Hey, Jess.
Hey, how are you? It's December.
I'm good. It's December. I'm in Florida. It's a rainy day here in Florida.
Yeah.
We're just off the heels of Art Basel, which was so much fun. For what it's worth, you know, it's exhausting, but it's fun. And so here we are, Jess, a new month.
I know, and it's December. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Everywhere we go, even in Florida.
But you know, turtleneck, it means it's cold in LA.
I was gonna wear red and festive, and then I said, you know what? I'm just gonna do this because I know we're gonna spend some time together because we have a great show planned today.
Yes.
What we're gonna be doing is we're gonna be giving you Jess's favorite things. It's something we do every year, but this year we're doing it a two-part.
Yeah.
We're giving you Jess's favorite things, and then we're gonna give you ways that your family can be healthy during the holidays. So Jess,
yeah, healthy during the holidays. And you know what she told me, our guest? Not just the holiday, because sometimes we give everything we think of, all the good thing, the fun stuff until the holiday. And then after the holiday, what's next?
Exactly.
Amazing. I had a little.
Well, you know, it's always the struggle. You know, it's like we've done the shows, new year, new me, new year, new you. What does it mean? You know, so it's really the aftercare program after the holidays.
Yeah.
How can we keep that going? How can we keep that momentum up? How can mothers keep their children healthy?
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's the most wonderful time of the year where we're going to start eating everything. You know, Thanksgiving kind of proved that. But Christmas is a little more special. You know, we just came out of the Hanukkah.
That's right.
Wonderful tradition of, you know, tradition of Hanukkah. So that just ended. And, you know, there's a lot of food with that.
Yeah.
But now we're going into, like, you know, the Advent calendar continues with Christmas with all the little doors open and you're eating chocolate. And, you know, you're always, I'll get the gym next year.
Okay.
And so here we are. I know you have some great beauty things on your list this year for favorite things. I love favorite things. And before we get into it, I have to ask you, because I know that your listeners and your watchers want to know, besides following you on Instagram at The Polished Woman, on Twitter, and also watching Jess here live on LA Talk Radio on Facebook page. How are you? What's up?
I'm good. You know, a lot of people have been like, telling me, like, you look so happy. You look so radiant. You look like, you know, you're so full of joy or something. I don't know, love. I really don't know, but I think this is like have been the happiest time of my life.
That's wonderful.
Like literally for years that I've been here in LA.
What does that mean? Is the happiest time of my life? Like, get into it some more. What does that really mean to you?
I think it's more of like the inner happiness.
Mm.
And I've actually stopped, you know, going, my therapist actually like misses me because I haven't seen her. She's like literally like texting me, where are you? I'm like, I'm good. Aren't you happy that I'm not seeing you and all of those stuff? And, you know, it's crazy like how I've actually been telling my kids that I think, you know, I mean, you know, Max, I mean, we've had everything. I mean, literally, like had everything and then we lost everything, but it's literally the happiest time of my life when I didn't have anything.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, I think it's, you know, it's the main episode today of one of our favorites, Oprah from 2007. And there was a 70-year-old woman who, Jess, I'm going to send you the clip because if you see her, she looks like she's like 35 years old, right?
Yeah.
And so she says she was divorced at 21. She had a child that she had to raise a son. You know, and she just started doing meditation and transcendental meditation.
Yeah.
And basically during that period, she decided to love herself more. And when she started loving herself more, everything in her life became like amazing.
That's so true.
And at 70, you know, she was walking and she was riding the bike. She lived in New York City. She was doing Pilates when it would rain. But the reality is that she started loving herself.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key. Self-love is the key to looking youthful, to having a life of abundance.
Yeah.
You know, when you love yourself more, you're able to be all that you can be, you know,
that
also transcends into relationship. Is my relationship healthy? Are my children?
Yeah.
And I'm talking about, you know, healthy. Is everything good in that department?
Yeah.
So I think when we start loving ourselves more and really getting into that space of quieting the mind and understanding, like,
yeah,
I need to like be still and know that where I am right now is exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Okay, but I wanna correct also some of the people that say love yourself, but it's not how it's loving yourself by taking care of yourself and not being proud of yourself. You know what I mean, right? And egoistic about yourself. It's
well, you know what? I've learned that becomes a judgment. If someone wants to be egotistical about themselves, that's on them. You know, and it will show on your face too.
My
point is be you, be who you think you are the best at, enjoy yourself, and hopefully you're in a space where others can enjoy you too. I think that's when we enjoy ourselves, we enjoy being with others, you know?
That's so true. I also realize, love, that sleep is very, very important.
And water.
and really that 1 hour, that meditation, whatever you do, is just for yourself. That 1 hour, it's so, like literally when I have that, you know, I call it my prayer time. But literally like nobody can like, I take out my phone. Nobody can bother me.
You create a space.
It's like literally my whole time. And that after that, you're refreshed.
You know, I miss being in LA with you saying, Jess, you need water. You need water.
You know what I miss? You know what I miss doing with you is having that oxygen.
I know.
I have not been there. Oh my gosh.
I know. That. Well, you have to go and think of me when you're there. I have no plans. I'm telling you now, zero to come back to LA anytime soon. So I do.
You have your angels here. We had lunch. Eva and I and Christina Kuzmic, we had lunch and we're like, we literally are planning to go see you. So I'm like looking forward to that.
Thank you. I want to remind you, you know, when you say me, I'm going to be up at the farm again. I'm going to be on HGTV, you know, Lara Spencer. And this week, there's an amazing, speaking of holiday shopping, there's a site called everythingbutthehouse.com. And it's an online auction. And Jess, you can literally get Louis Vuitton. It starts at $1.
What?
The bidding. Yes. And so it's affordable luxury, which I think is what a lot of people are looking for.
Yeah.
And it's everything but the house. And if you look, the Max Tucci collection, you'll see I have like 100 things that are on there right now for the show that I did with Lara Spencer. The auction is this week. Oh. I have no idea what my things are bidding for. So no one can tell me because I need to be surprised. And then we're going to give that portion of that sales to charity up in Westchester.
Nice. What is that? Yeah. Everything but house?
Everything but the house. Everythingbutthehouse.com.
Okay.
And basically they sell everything but the house, meaning furniture and clothes and watches and jewelry and sunglasses. But everything starts at $1.
And then you just auction it.
And then it goes up in the auction. But, you know, it's like a place where you know you're going to get a good deal, And the fact that everything starts at $1, I think makes luxury a little more fun. You know, when you pay retail, then you're just a sucker.
No, that's so true. And especially nowadays, a lot of people are like, affected. You know, I've been affected.
Right, but a lot of people aren't. You know, down in Miami, you would think that everyone was wealthier than ever, spending money, dinner, cars, flashy. And it was exhausting, Jess. You know, it's exhausting to like witness that. You know, I love my life at the farm. Literally, Yolanda Hadid, when she's at her farm, you know her from doing the show with her. We're like different people at the farm.
Literally left LA and went to a farm, lived a simple life, the best thing that ever happened to her. And I see it on you. Like, remember I told you, I said, you look so happy. You look so fresh.
Thank you.
It's not, I know that feeling. And I think, you and I are getting that whole feeling of like, relaxing.
Exhale. You know, everyone's like, breathe. No, I want to. Exhale. And so the website I have to correct you is ebth.com. That's everythingbutthehouse.com.
Everythingbutthehouse.com. I'm going to
check it out. And so, but it's one of my favorite things. This year, for one of my favorite things, because we're talking about that on the show here today with Jessica the Polish Woman, our favorite things. And Jess always has an amazing list. My favorite things are very simple this year. Okay. They are in person. One of my favorite things is I just want to be hugged by friends this year. You know, it's like, seriously, it's like the farm is good. Everything is good up there. And and that's like one of my, and of course now everything but the house, EBTH.
I know, EBTH.com.
Because it's so easy to go shopping. You know, I don't have to go in public. I don't have to go see people. They do not pay me. I want you to all know, like, This is just something that I love. And like today things with Jessica's favorite things, these companies do not pay Jessica. This is something that she curates over the year, things she loves. So I'm excited, Jess. Let's get into your favorite thing.
Well, we talked about loving yourself. We talked about taking care of yourself. So this is all actually for beauty. You know, it's very important for us to be beautiful, to feel beautiful inside and out. So my number one product, this is like really good. My friend gave this to me, my friend Olivia. I was like, what the heck is that? My husband literally like, you know, he got so scared when I put this. But this freaking mask from MZ is amazing.
Wow.
So it has different kinds of light. So the red light is actually for rejuvenation. And, you know,
it's an LED mask.
Yeah. And then they have different kinds of, what do you call that, colors. So for this one is for acne. And I think this one is for what?
So what you're holding, Jess, is a light therapy golden facial treatment device. Yeah. It's pricey. It's $570.
But they have discount now.
I know they have discounts. Yeah. But they're, what they're offering at MZ Skin, which is mzskin.com, is discover the best at-home beauty devices that harness in-clinic technologies and deliver safe and effective results. Jess, I love this. This is the five-color light treatment that you have on your face right now. Tell us about it and why you love it.
No, I love it because you know why? You know, like, remember I had that red light before that I used when I work out and then I also put it in front of my face. But when I use that, I close my eyes. But this one, though, because you have this, I can literally put it on 30 minutes while I'm watching TV.
Yeah.
Going through my emails because it won't hurt your eyes. And that's why I super love it. And every time I take it out, the next day, my face feels rejuvenated.
Well, because here's some of the benefits. There's LED stimulants because it stimulates your collagen. It repairs sun damage and improves scarring. It balances and clarifies acne and blemishes. It reduces pigment broken capillaries. It soothes. It's. I love this part. Soothes sensitive skin and reduces the redness. And it promotes wound healing and skin repair. It's really amazing.
Super good. And it's been featured in Vogue as one of the key devices in the future of the beauty. So I love this, guys. You know, it's good. If you want to give yourself or give your mom or
how long, sister, when did you start using this?
I used this like maybe, when did I start the special project that we cannot announce? I think 4 months, 5 months ago. And love, like literally, like people are like, they see it. And I, you know, right now I cannot afford to go to Dr. Carlo. So I've been using all of this stuff and I've noticed a lot of difference.
MZSkin.com.
MZSkin. And they have, I think they have a big discount right now, right? For the cyber.
They have a 10% right now, which is good because, you know, it saves you. But definitely.
It saves you.
Yes. And that's all by Dr. Zamani.
Did you see her? She's so pretty.
Oh, so my gosh.
My next product is from our guest 2 weeks ago, Julie Lynn. And I was like, Julie, you know, if you can like give me a discount, blah, blah, blah. I just emailed her. So I got the product and oh my gosh, this roller, you know, like how they sell those jade roller and
I love
roller.
Them. Yeah.
You love them. You put it in the fridge. This one has, if you can see it, it has a little bit of spike.
Right.
And you see how it's a little bit, what do you call this? It's a little bit, what is that?
Triangulated.
Word? Triangulated. So basically, can I just show you guys? When I feel some sort of like a
lift.
A lift when you put it. And just
who makes this product, Jess?
Julie Lynn.
Julie Lynn, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. This is from Julie Lynn. And she has amazing, you know, she has amazing, she sent me this as well and sent me some of her products. Amazing. Can I just say, and
show us again how you're using this because I love the whole, it's so cool looking.
No, it's really cool. And somehow when you, you know how the roller, it smooths up and down. This one, it lifts it. Your skin actually lifts together with the wand.
I love it.
Oh my gosh. I know. My daughter used this. My husband is now using it. I'm like, okay, can you buy your own?
But now tell us where to buy it.
You can buy it on her website, julielynn.com. Com. And I think, oh, wait. She told me anyone who would buy will get 20% off.
Wow.
Just say Jessica Glow. The code is Jessica Glow. J-E-S-S-I-C-A Glow. And it comes with this small little brush that you can...
Show us the box again, Jess, to clean it. No, it's got everything you need.
Oh, it's amazing. I'm
so like, Julie, L-I-N-D-H.
Yes.
Right? Yes. And the code that we have is, tell us the code again, Jess, one more
time. Jessica Glow.
Jessica Glow.
For 20% off. And then I just put this one under the sun, you know, when I have time. And I just love it so much. Really, I use it like twice a day. I don't know when I'm talking or just doing so. I'm like literally obsessed.
You're obsessed with it.
Yeah, I love it so much.
Have you seen the difference? Tell us about the difference.
I don't know. Can you see the difference? Look at me.
Yeah, of course. So, but let's describe one more time what it is. It's an ageless system beauty wand.
Yes.
Okay. And they have two different ones. They have a 1.0 and a 2.0.
Yes.
And right now,
one without a spike, and this one is with a spike. I mean, I suggest buy the one with a spike because it's really amazing. So it's called the Ageless Beauty Wand 2.0. Right, this is 2.0. The one. Yeah.
That's it.
And it builds collagen. It's just when you wake up the next day, I mean, you know, guys, it's also a lot of, you know.
Well, it has microneedling, and microneedling is super amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. So what I do is I put my serum and then I microneedle it. And then after that, I rest for a few minutes and then I put my moisturizer.
Again, it's another product that increases blood flow and increases oxygen circulation. It builds collagen. Yeah. It's really good.
It's really, 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 really good.
What's your next thing?
Okay, my next thing is from Vanity Planet.
Oh, love Vanity Planet. Yes.
You don't have to go to the doctor to pay $100. The Spidey's for like, I think it's $100. I think they have a discount now. It's $100.
Yeah, they do.
Or how much is, I think it's like less than $100 now, I think.
I think so. I'm looking up right now. VanityPlanet.com. They have saved up to 77% off almost everything right now.
Yeah. And okay.
You have to go shopping there.
I know. And can I see if I have blackheads? Can you hear it?
I love it? Yeah, of course.
So good.
I want one.
Yeah, right? It's a good, I swear, this is a
good. So tell us about the device. What is the device?
Well, this device actually, it's like a microdermabrasion, you know, that you actually do for like about, 5 minutes when you go to a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is, you can use it, but not too much, okay? I mean, if you did it like, I do this like maybe twice a week, twice or even once a week. Not much because it's really, I really see one that I have like blackheads or stuff and I use this, it really like the next day is gone.
And if you sign up, you save 50% off your first order too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And it's a good website. So
it's amazing. Vanityplanet.com.
Yes, vanityplanet.com. Okay. My next one is, let's go to my favorite. And I had this for like the longest time and I've been using this for like years, but I have the old one. Mm-hmm. Now they said the new one is really a really, really good, where is that? This one, the New Face.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. You guys, New Face is like the best. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people know about New Face already, but it's right now they have a discount as well. No, this is like the right time to. So this
shop. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so this one.
So their website is mynewface.com, mynewface.com. Yeah. And this is the Trinity Magical Result. This is amazing. Trinity. The Advanced Facial Toning Gift. And they have the whole gift set right now available too.
Yeah, and the whole gift set comes with, it's amazing. Comes with this chocolate and.
It helps improve facial contour and tone.
Okay, can I just, I'm actually posting this on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. Because I have seen results on how it lifted. You know, like I have that jowl, what do you call that?
The jowl,
and it's a little bit, you know, droopy. It actually have improved a lot.
MyNewFace.com.
MyNewFace.com.
And it's my NU face. MyNewFace.com.
NUFace.com. Yeah. It comes with a gel that you apply, and then I loved one. That you apply, and you apply the gel, and and then it's
that's okay.
Really like, my paint tolerance is very strong, so I use the highest one. The highest one. So you just, you know, apply it upwards and here and upwards.
The best.
And the neck as well. Don't forget your neck, okay?
Wow. It's how many more do we have? Because I know you have your list. Because we have our guests standing by waiting to join us.
Hold on. Oh, wait. This is another one. Okay, now it's about meditation and healing. We had her as a guest on the show 3 weeks ago. Adora Lindquist. And this is all about her... Okay, love, this mood elixir is, do you think this is the one that makes me happy? This mood elixir is amazing. It's like perfume. You just, you know how we talked about, remember all the times we use Vicks and we feel good about when we inhale it?
Aromatherapy.
It's like amazing. Yeah, aromatherapy. Yeah. This is for sleeping. This is for energy. If you want to be energized, and this is for mood. I use the mood all the time. Very good. And right now I actually just poured a little bit of it.
Yeah.
This one. And I smell, it smells so good. And this one is from Aroma Freeze. It smells so good.
Oh, yeah. And it puts it in the air. Yes.
But you can use it as a perfume and you just put it.
So how do we get her site? Where do we find her?
Just Adora Lindquist. Adora.
And we've had her on the show. So you can go right here on latalkradio.com/TPW for the Polished Woman. Yes. And there you'll find all of our shows and our guests from our shows.
Yeah.
There's two of them we're featuring on Favorite Things.
I know. When I go and buy something from, you know, and get something from them, I mean, I try it. And if I don't like it, I don't talk about it.
And also, it's important to remind our guests that you're going to be posting this on Instagram too. So follow at the Polished Woman.
Follow us.
Because you'll be able to see all of Jess's favorite things on Instagram.
Yes. Okay. Because now I cannot afford to buy expensive purses. And purses makes a
everything
woman happy.
House.com.
Everythinghouse.com. I love this new designer, and I have in three colors. Okay, it's Ayuri. You know why I love this? You can wear it as a crossbody, and
you've been wearing it all over Instagram.
All over Instagram. Yeah. I'm literally obsessed. And you can put a lot of things inside. I have it in black. I have it in brown.
And what's the retail value?
I think it's like around 200.
Okay.
Plus. It's really good. It's a good. And then you can take this out, you know, and then become a clutch bag. Or sometimes I just use it like this.
Mm.
So it has a lot of like cues. I love him. Ayuri. It's from ayuri.com.
And you can find all of these on Instagram later.
Yes, on Instagram later. I love it
so
much.
Look at you with all your favorite things.
Yeah, right? And then, of course, my favorite. Okay, do we have time? Okay, my favorite one. This is my last one. My favorite one. This is my obsessed with this. I've been buying all of them because I started actually with one, with this one, the retinol serum.
Put it closer to the camera. Let us read the label.
Retinol serum. Oh, wait, hold on. This is how they do it. Retinol serum. I started, it's called Youth. Okay. I started with one.
And who makes it?
Oh my gosh. It's all here. From the U.S.
The company is?
The company. All ingredients are from the U.S. and it's made in the U.S. And
amazing.
They had 5 stars all over in Amazon. So I'm like, I'm going to try one. And now look at, I have 1, 2.
You sing?
And 4. I even bought their eye product.
What is the company called? One more time.
Youth. Y-E-O-U-T-H. Youth. It's some sort of like a fountain of youth.
Youth skincare.
Yeah, youth skincare. I'm going
to
post it.
And you can go to youth.com because they are skincare and essentials that you need. Yes. Look great, feel confident is their motto. And go there now. You get 15% off of your first purchase.
Okay. So you know like how in Korea they have, you know, they have really good products. And they always have a snail extract. This one has snail extract.
The best.
So that's why when you wake up in the morning, it's very dewy. It's like, it's actually super nice. Like, I'm like, oh my God.
so much fun.
Those are my beauty. And of course, the last one. If you want to, you know, if you want to give something to your loved one, I mean, you know, and this is how to help your inner beauty. Mm-hmm. I will give this to my kids. This, give a Bible.
There you go.
It's a good gift to give. Read. You mean, start reading. I never believed in it before. I didn't read it before, but now I'm obsessed.
Good.
So those are
your favorite things of 2021. In a year that we're coming out of so much. Thank you, Jess, for sharing that. We've got a great show coming up now for ways to keep your family and kids healthy during the holidays. Jess, I'm going into your ear. Have a great show, and we'll talk after the show.
Yes, today I am going to have a very special guest to talk about how to have a happier holidays on the day itself and after. Ladies, I'm joined by the amazing Rina Patel, a parenting expert, guidance counselor, licensed educational psychologist, and board-certified behavior analyst, who's here today to discuss with some ways to have a healthier holiday season. Hi, Rina.
Hi, Jess. Oh my gosh, I loved your favorite things. In fact, I was excited because I had a couple of them already, so I'm like, oh, I'm good to go.
I know, it's so, and everything is discounted.
Love it.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I mean, it's the beginning of the week.
Yes.
And we are in December. And it's just, just even having, you have kids, I have kids, so many, everyone out there has kids. And just to see them so excited, just living vicariously through them, makes us even more excited, right, for the holidays.
I know. Can you define happy holiday season?
You know, it's so interesting because I think before you even say happy holiday season, everyone defines happiness by themselves. Like, what makes you happy? Some people actually love, you know, they love exercising and that makes them happy, but we can't say everyone does, right?
Yeah.
And so it's really, you have to almost self-reflect and tell yourself, well, what makes me happy? And then what is it about the holidays that not only make me happy, but obviously that can sometimes bring me down? Because I think it's important to know what makes you stressed, because you want to be able to balance it and address that too.
Speaking of stress, why do you think people are stressed during the holiday? Not everyone is looking forward to it. Sometimes they're like, oh my gosh, right? You hear that.
When you think about it, stress is just it can also be all the everyday things that we do in life that can build up and become even more stressful. And I always like to think of it like the pressure cooker. You know, you think these little things are no big deal and you can handle it just like anyone, we handle crisis. But after a while, at some point, it's just going to explode. And it's usually around when big events happen or you have something really big to do. And so wrapped up Thanksgiving, and people who are hosting or having tons of family over, we put all this internal pressure on ourselves. Like, we want to be perfect. And if something doesn't go right, we blame ourselves. And we actually put more pressure and are more judgmental on our own than people are about us. Did you ever find yourself being more critical about yourself than people being critical?
Yeah. No, that's so true. Actually, in my family, and if you are thinking, you know, December, like, that's why my favorite is Thanksgiving, because all you do is eat. And then by the way, I cooked my first Thanksgiving turkey.
Oh, congratulations. That's huge.
I know. It's American.
That's huge.
I know. So anyway, during the pandemic, we got affected and everything, you know, by the pandemic and all financially. And so it was stressful. It was stressful for all of us. So like, you know, because you buy gifts for everyone. So how we did it is like, okay, we're not buying gifts for everyone because right now it's not important. It's not, you know, it's very stressful. And we did this like 3 years or 2 years ago, I believe. So we did the Kris Kringle. And so we buy one gift for everyone. But of course, it's like, you know, it's not like $25 or $100. We made it like $200 for each, which is like, you know what? We were like, okay, we're going to continue doing that because it literally lessened our stress on thinking of like what to buy for people and stuff. Now we're like, we buy one thing.
I love that. I mean, something that there are good things that have come from this pandemic and living simply, appreciating what we have, not only as us as adults have felt, but our kids see it as well. And I like that idea. The other idea too, I've been telling a lot of people is, have your children create their gifts. You know, we don't need to always go and buy. I mean, look around the house. What is it that you have that you can make, create? Because it's those, for me, it's instead of getting some item, sometimes, especially for our kids, I want something homemade, something that they've made that I can keep forever, right? And so that's always nice as well. Don't forget about those things. And we do the white elephant. Have you heard about the white elephant?
Yeah, I love
that. So that's what we
too.
Do too, to keep us, all of us to keep the cost down too. Is,
wait, for those who don't know a white elephant, can you like explain what
that
is?
Yeah, the white elephant is
when
so
I moved here, I was like, what's white elephant? White elephant? You buy white elephant?
I know. So white elephant is where you pick a gift and you have a price range for it and you wrap it up. You know, you don't share what it is. We don't even say who it's from. And we put it in the center of the room and then everybody picks a number out of like a hat or a bowl. And it's always the first person who gets to go and pick the gift is also the last person who can go and either pick from the pile or get it, take it, like snatch it from someone else. And so you have to open your gift and it's so fun and it becomes a little bit of a competition. So it's almost like you get what you get, but it is fun. It's a little bit of a game. And again, so it breaks the kind of feeling of that, I have to buy a gift for everyone. Everyone walks away with something, which is nice.
I know. I love that. Do you know what you're getting?
Well, I don't know if anyone's listening, so I'm not going to. I'm not gonna share it here, but I do. I love shopping. I love shopping for loved ones. It's just exciting, but I do not like going to the malls anymore. I don't like,
I know.
I just do everything online.
I know. What white elephant has a price limit, right? I think so.
You can create your own price limit. You know, for kids, sometimes it's nice to say $25, you know, just something reasonable like that. But when you're doing it with like, let's say couples, you can do it for couples. We'll say $150, you know, $200, and you can get some joint gifts. And don't forget the humor. You can make it just funny gifts too, right?
That's so can, fun. Like,
I want to go
to your party.
Anytime. Yes.
I'll bring all of my favorite things.
Bring all your favorite things because I want to try all of them.
So that's a very good advice, Rita, for everyone who are, you know, who are thinking of like, what is another ways to, you know, make holidays fun as opposed to stressing out, you know, and buying stuff for everyone, you know, like there are a lot of things. How about for people who are hopeless and helpless? Like, for example, I had my manicure pedicure, you know, yesterday, and she's already like, you know, she's like, Jess, you have to let me know your schedule because, you know, I'm already so stressed out that I don't even know where I'm going to put you, you know, like she's already like very ahead of time, you know what I mean? And I don't even know if I'm going to see my parents, blah, 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 you know, like all of those things. And I'm like, I just told her, I said, it's like, I already told her, I said, hey, don't make it stressful. You know, I was like advising her, just think of it as like this. Okay, just make sure that on this day, you know, it's so, how about those people? And especially the people who have actually lost, you know, like who are exhausted, lost their parent, lost their job, or who are not, you know, who are not financially stable as well. You know, they're not in the holiday mood. Like how do you, what do you tell them?
Well, it's really natural around the holidays. A lot of us should really take perspective. Many of us, all of us actually have experienced what I call secondary trauma. It's dealing with this pandemic. People have lost jobs. People have lost loved ones. And just our sense of normalcy has been taken away. Last year, a lot of these holidays, we didn't really get to celebrate with loved ones, right? And so it's kind of being mindful of that. I always say take one day at a time. With the holidays, oftentimes your children also, families get a few, the children especially get a few weeks off. And so one of the things I say is break apart and separate the fun things to do and don't do it all in the beginning. Because mm-hmm. what happens is as you get closer and then the Christmas time comes and everybody's open presents and all of that. And then you've got this kind of from going high all the way down to low. And
yeah.
so make sure that you do that. And make sure that you find yeah. out what is important to you and that will give you that break. And so for your, you know, for someone who is working at a nail salon, I mean, the goal isn't to work all the way through. And even if you have to work all the way through the holidays, which so many mm-hmm. people do actually have to work on Christmas and on New Year's,
yeah.
Finding those pockets of time that you do and you can carve out for yourself, even if it's an hour, even if it's 30 minutes, because you owe that to yourself. You yeah. deserve it. And you have to give yourself that permission, right?
Yeah, yeah. We talked about that today, that giving yourself some sort of like an hour or so, or even more, you know, just for yourself and just relax and meditate and keep quiet, you know, and just...
I mean, yeah, do the things that you love. Yeah. See, going outside, the vitamin D yeah. increases your dopamine. It increases that happiness mood. And that's why yeah. so many of us specialists or experts or, you know, doctors out there will say, go outside. Don't mm-hmm. be cooped up. Be in the sun. Because that is a natural mood booster. And so little things like that make a huge difference.
Yeah. How about, okay, you are a parenting expert. How about for children? You know, a lot of, you know, we've known about how the anxiety and depression have increased, you know, in the past few years and all. And then, of course, coming from all of a sudden, like not seeing anybody, you know, their friends. Do you advise them now that, hey, now you can actually go out? Now you can, what do you advise all these teenagers or even the tweens, you know, or the kids, you know, to really, how will they enjoy the holidays now, you mean this year?
Yeah, I get, you know, you should be with friends in a healthy and safe way. Do yeah. it, you know, we're okay to be outside. And if you're vaccinated, I mean, that's great. I think yes. that's what yeah. you know, is important. We're humans. We're socially human by nature. And we want to interact. And there's so much, and you and I spoke about this before in the field of positive psychology. When you act and do something for someone else, not only does it help those that you're those in need or someone that you're yeah. contributing to, it also helps you with your own positive emotions and lifts your spirit. So I always say, instead of just, I think it's great that everybody donates, you know, people donate.
Yeah.
But consider, instead of monetarily donating, donate your time physically as a family with your children, doing
something I like that.
For a cause, because that positive emotion, that feeling of happiness will last longer than watching a favorite Netflix show. I mean, there is research on it.
No, that's so true. Wait, is that proven? That's proven.
Yes, it's
right?
proven. It's proven. Yeah. To get rid of helplessness and hopelessness, it's engaging in acts of kindness and doing yeah. it for someone else. And it's great. You can kind of fulfill, you're going to say, I'm going to go watch a movie myself, or I'm going to binge watch. And that's great.
Yeah.
But if you actually go and do something for someone else physically, that yeah. happiness will last longer.
No, that's so true. I love this. I love that advice. I love it, Rina, because, you know, I was actually also watching my friend, Christina Max, you know, Christina Kuzmik, she did this video and like, you know, parents give something to their children that will only last for about, you know, they'll enjoy it. When you open the gift, they'll enjoy it for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And they're done.
And they're done. After that, okay. And then you won't see the toy again, ever. You're just going to put it in a, you know, in a box or keep it. Nothing.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, it's a good, what are the good things aside from, you know, what are the good things that you can give your children, you know, nowadays, aside from cell phone or iPad or, you know, or what do you call those games and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, the Nintendos and the Xbox
yeah. yes.
and all of that great
yes.
stuff.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because when you talk to adults who look back in life, do you think it's not the tangible items that they remember? You know, for me, it was like, gosh, I'm going to age myself, but I really wanted that cabbage patch or something like that. Or, yeah, Yes, terrible. I mean, it was so important. But you know what was really the thing that I remember?
Yeah.
Was the excitement of that those few days and being with my family and having my cousins over. And it was more of that I was remembering than the actual me getting the present. So it's the memories, it's the experiences
that's so true.
That is what stays with kids and stays into adulthood. And that is something that you can think about yourself. Like, what is it? What about those holidays do I remember? And it's not, when you think about it, it's the experiences, the people we're with, the feeling that we have. It's not always that Lego set we got or the fact that we got a particular video game. And so I find the balance, you can give your children as much as you want. But those are not necessities of life. Those are all privileges. And it's a privilege to be able to buy something for your children. And it's children should really understand that it's a privilege to get something too. And one of my favorite exercises, just that I like doing with children is taking a piece of paper, just taking a piece of paper and drawing a line in the middle and putting on one side the word privilege and the other side necessity. And then write down what they think necessity is and what a privilege is. And they are going to put down, guarantee always happens, that cell phone or that iPad is going to be a necessity when it really isn't. And so that is going to create this kind of discussion dialogue that you need to have with your kids to kind of get them in check.
Wait, I want to do that to my kid. I have older kids, but
it's just that you'll be surprised at what they put as an actual necessity. The going out with friends is not a necessity, right? Having to buy a particular item or have your cell phone or watch, television. Those are all privileges that we take for granted, right? Being able to even drive to having someone drop you off at school is really, it's a privilege.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. That's actually what I've asked the kids, this year, my husband and I were like, okay, we don't want anything from you guys. Any material things, nothing. All we want you guys to do is on the birthday of dad and our Christmas, I want you to tell us, this is a good gift that you can ask for your children. Anything that means helping people, giving to somebody by not telling you, but not by not us telling you what to do. Because, sometimes they do it, they help others, they donate or something because we told them to do it, right? So I said, I told them on Christmas Day, they're going to tell us a story on how they were able to help somebody. That is the gift that we want from them. So, and they're like, right now, they're like, I don't know what they're doing, but I said, you have 3 weeks.
what a great and healthy exercise to do. Good for you. I think that, if there's anything we can give our children, and I would say it's okay to be privileged. We shouldn't feel guilty that we have things. It's, what are you going to do with that privilege is what matters, right? Well, how are you going to, use the things that you have to help others and help your community?
Yeah, no, that's so true. I'm actually like, it's if you're thinking, parents, if you're thinking of anything, let them do something, that's actually going to make them happy and that they will never forget. And they can use that for their essay.
Oh, you're talking about college. Oh my gosh, my daughter's a senior and we're in college applications up the union. Can't wait till that's all done.
Yeah. Okay, I know that you suggested, I think we talked about, suggested the idea of creating, a bliss list. Can you briefly define, what this is and how it works?
I mean, when we think about the word bliss already, I've got my head, my eye, I'm thinking about the ocean, the sand, things that make me happy, listening, the aromas and scents. Yeah. I mean, things that make you happy or blissful, write it down. And there could be the smallest things and start to create what's called a bliss list. So when you are feeling down, you've got a cheat sheet of things that really do bring a smile to your face. That's all it is. It's like, what do you think about that? Brings a smile to your face. It doesn't have to be something so big or you have to go out and do something. But just carry around a little bliss list. And the thing is sometimes you can't create it in one sitting, but if you're doing something and it brings a smile to your face, jot it down, jot it down, write it out, because that's your the beginning of a bliss list.
I love that instead of gratitude list, you know, like how we always advise, say, you know, list anything that you're grateful for and stuff. I love that also.
This is more concrete. And you know, like when you look at a picture and it shares, that gives you a memory, but don't you smile? You're like, why not have that picture around all the time that makes you smile? I mean, you have to think about the small things. And so, yeah, create that bliss list for everyone in the family should have one. I think it's great.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. You just gave me an idea, Rina. I think I want to put up all the funny videos of our family, and that's my gift for my husband.
Oh, that would be so
cute. Yeah, I think that's so cute.
It's going to be a great idea.
It's going to be my bliss video. Okay. Are there any things that you and your family or friends do during the holiday that you suggest others, you know, to try to incorporate into their, you know, year this year?
I think it's important to create your own ritual. I really do. And because the new year is coming, one of the things that I have, we have a family mission statement. If you guys can go to my website, it's www.renabpatel.com. It's my main page. I won't tell you, but it's right there. That's my purpose. All of our purpose in life, but everyone contributed to it. And I think it's important. So that's one thing I recommend doing. Mm-hmm. Number two is create a tradition that you as a family do, whether it's playing a particular board game, or for us, it's like at least once a week going out and driving to just really close by and looking at everyone's city lights, because that makes us excited. It's happy. It's something, takes us outside the house, and it's a real quick thing to do. We can even walk it. We've been doing that lately as our regular holiday tradition, and then baking. My daughter Malia loves to bake, and so that's something that we do on the 24th, you know, Christmas Eve, everyone comes and we bake cookies and everything for Santa. And so that is something that we've established, and we do it every year, and it's something everyone gets to look forward to.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Do you have any traditions?
Well, we actually just have, I told you we have that Kris Kringle that we do now. And then everyone just comes to the house, the whole family. So my mother's side family comes, and my in-laws, like everyone just comes here. And then the whole day we just, you know, we just talk and then watch a video. We always said it's really like family time.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really. And then we play games. Oh, you know what traditional do we have? It's playing bingo.
We play bingo
and we start with like, okay, $5 and then $10 and then $20. And then if you want to, what do you call it? If you want to donate it, so at the end, so it becomes, you know, bigger. So at the end, who really like wins gets the whole, everything, the whole, the pot. You call it the pot. Yeah. So that's the tradition that we do.
It's cute. And those are those memories that everybody's going to remember, right? I mean, that's all that matters. You don't have to be super wealthy. You don't have to, you don't have to have all these things. Don't think about the have-nots. Don't, the grass is greener always on the other side, right? But you have so much wealth and happiness that's right in front of you that you can create.
I love you, Larina. Oh my gosh. I love to have you again.
Oh, of course. Anytime.
Max, can we have Rina again in January? Oh my gosh. I know. And I want to talk about what you really do with, you know, as a parent and everything, because I know we talked about holidays, but I was on your website, and I want you to share more of what you do. So much more to talk about, Rina. Thank you so much, and thank you for all the advice about the holidays and all. Thank you so much, and I'm gonna see you in January.
Yes, absolutely. Have a happy and merry holiday.
Have happy holidays and merry Christmas. Okay, are there, tip of the day, are there any things that you and your family or friends do that's special during the holiday? I'd love to learn about it. Please share it in the comments on the Polished Woman show, the Polished Woman on Instagram and Facebook. Okay, ladies, I will see you next week on Monday. And please don't forget to give love to the next person that you see after watching and listening to our show. And I will post everything, all my favorite things, on my Instagram. Bye. Happy holidays. See you on Monday.
You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavage, only on LA Talk Radio.